Time is 7:47. Rolene marks a very good morning. Rolene, big week across the world. It was Israel Awareness Week all around the world. Tell us how it happened. Of course, we do call it Israel Awareness Week, but there are those that try and call it Israel Apartheid Week. What happened around the world?
Well, first of all, we don't have apartheid in Israel, so calling it Israel Apartheid Week is a little bit of a fib there, Howard. But it's these haters, haters gonna hate, but in all seriousness, this kind of language, the kind of rhetoric that we hear from those who propagate this this kind of rhetoric is anything but peaceful. I mean, we've seen I know this morning you and I some footage coming in of BDS supporters singing about supporting Hamas and carrying the flags of Hezbollah, and a reminder to our listeners that Hamas and Hezbollah are recognized, especially Hamas, as a terror organization by nearly all countries around the world, and Hezbollah has been banned officially from the United Kingdom, not just their military wing, but their political wing as well, because they are seen to be supporting terror. So to me, the cat's out of the bag with that one, and if they're screaming and screeching, because, as you've said on many occasions, I've said you can't have a civilized discussion with BDS and their supporters. They only know how to screech, and if you have a contrary opinion, they're not ready to listen. And I have to applaud our students and the Fed and the board for their No Place for Hate campaign, which has been quite extraordinary in South Africa this week. But Israel Apartheid Week is a horrible phenomenon that takes place not just on campuses in South Africa, but on other campuses around the world. And the top story in the Jerusalem Post is an appalling picture for Columbia University's promotion for Israeli Apartheid Week, which has an Israeli soldier with horns growing out of his helmet. So to me, it trots out yet another ugly trope, and that is, it's not about policies or human rights. It's yet again about demonizing the Jewish people, and I'm absolutely appalled that Jewish Voice for Peace support this. I mean, I don't know what planet they've landed on, but if they cannot see that they are depicting their fellow Jew with horns coming out, which is a repugnant demonization of the Jewish people, then I actually don't know what to say.
It's just incredible. But does it have the same impact, Israel Apartheid Week around the world, as it has been? Or how important is it actually?
Well, I think for Israel's haters, they look forward to it. I mean, it's the Lollapalooza of hate, I like to think, because, if you have an issue with the Jewish people, you have a whole week dedicated, not just to Israel bashing, but as one activist here in South Africa did, she called, our Jewish students Nazis. So to me, it exposes what kind of hatred we are dealing with. But I think a lot of universities are getting tired of these kind of hate shenanigans. I know that Harvard University, there are elements within Harvard University's student union that want to bring Israeli Apartheid Week to their campus. And this has been met with a lot of resistance by people who say the funds that they want made available for these kind of activities are better served towards more academic pursuits. In France this week, anti-Israel activists urinated, for want of a better word, all over the offices of the Jewish Student Union, the French Union of Jewish Students. In Austria, I know that they have huge problems with BDS and with the students that come in, because many of them, unfortunately, aren't Austrian students. A lot of them are immigrants, and they do create a lot of problems on campus. So it is a global phenomenon that is causing a lot of pain, a lot of stress, and a lot of hurt. But at the same time, it also is exposing the fact that this is an entity or group that, while they call themselves a human rights organization, aren't about human rights at all. And Natan Sharansky, the famous human rights icon and good friend of Nelson Mandela. And Howard, I don't think Nelson Mandela would be friends with somebody who was an apartheid practitioner. Mm-hmm. He said there are three ways that you define anti-Semitism. Delegitimization, which is what Israel Apartheid Week and BDS seek to do. Demonization, which, as you can see, you know, when we have the calling of Jewish students Nazis, when we have the Jewish soldiers depicted with horns growing out of our heads, it's clear demonization. And of course, double standards, because we don't see a Tibet Week, we don't see a Crimea Week, we don't see a week to bring awareness of the appalling treatment of Christians across the Middle East week. So, you know, maybe it's just me, but I see a double standard.
Most certainly there is. I guess that the whole UCT thing that was timed to take place around Israel Apartheid Week, I mean, that backfired tremendously. I mean, can you imagine how that would have been celebrated had UCT gone ahead with the boycott? UCT, of course, rejecting the academic boycott of Israel, and there's been a lot of very prominent articles being written in the South African press, certainly criticizing any form of academic boycott and pointing out some of the hypocrisy around it. So certainly that was a massive failure for the BDS movement here in South Africa.
Well, let's take a look at the facts. First of all, it's not going to harm Israel. It might be a symbolic victory for BDS should it have gone through, but it's not going to harm Israel. Mm. Our universities, most of them, sit in the top 50 of the world. And, you know, we also have to look at where a university like UCT is ranked in comparison to Israeli universities. And I know it might sound a little bit harsh, but it's the reality. It's not going to harm Israel. Who's going to lose out? South African
students.
Oh,
there's no question.
I mean, you and I saw an interaction on Twitter yesterday with BDS Works, who were crowing that the downgrade of the embassy in Israel is going forward, and that there will be no, according to their words, no ambassador, no political mandate, no cooperation mandate. It will be used mainly for consular affairs. Who is going to lose out of that? Because Israel's just opened yet another embassy in Africa, this time in Kigali, in Rwanda. Who's going to lose there? It's going to be South Africans. We've seen it a couple of weeks ago with the deal with Clover, a deal which could bring in much needed billions to the South African economy and create jobs. And had BDS managed to break the deal, which they haven't, who would lose? South Africans. So I really appeal to ordinary South Africans, and many have come onto Twitter and tweeted me saying, you know, these morons do not speak for me, which I'm very heartened by. Morons being the most polite word, Howard, that some of them are using, but you know, radio. You've got to ask the questions. Who loses? Israel's economy is growing. We're growing bilateral relations more and more around the world, and this time into territories where we haven't had formal relations. The African continent, South America. You know, we are growing, and more and more African countries are reaching out to the Jewish state. A lot of them feel that why should they have to pick sides? But BDS, with this appalling hatred which they vomit onto campuses, creating an environment of intimidation and sometimes violence, which we've seen, you know, to what good does this serve?
No, it's very, very clear that it's only about hate. There's nothing that they are really trying to achieve that is positive. Raleen, we've only got 2 minutes left. Can you give us a very, very quick summary as to where things stand in Israel with regard to the election that is happening so soon?
Well, I tell you, everybody's got election fever, mm-hmm. which is why I've been sneezing a lot this week. But very, very exciting election. And it's anyone's guess who's going to win. You know, every day the polls are changing. One day we have Netanyahu ahead. One day we have Kahol Levan ahead. A lot of people, I mean, especially yesterday in the hairdresser, you know, when we were all talking about the upcoming election.
I'm convinced. I'm absolutely convinced. Yeah, that's where all the real news goes down.
Of course. A lot of people undecided, but a lot of people saying that they feel that there needs to be a change, that we can't have a leader who holds too many portfolios. It's not right. It's not democratic. But who do we vote for? A lot of people feeling that maybe Gantz is a little bit too quiet for their taking. You know, this is Israel. This is a nation of, you know, loud mouths. So, you know, we can't have a leader that doesn't fit in with the general populace. A lot of people thinking Gantz is quiet but powerful. Older people, and this is very interesting, older people want Gantz, younger people want Netanyahu, which I thought was quite fascinating. And of course, is the Arab-Israeli sector of the population, are they going to come out to vote? And there's a lot of debate there as well. Do they boycott the election, which is their right to do, or do they vote in the elections, which is their right to do, and make sure that they have more representation in the Knesset? So it is the most exciting race. It's going to be fascinating, and I think by the end of next week, we're going to welcome
the
holidays
incredible.
That are coming to recover.
That is absolutely unbelievable. Will be very, very interesting indeed, and certainly no doubt that we'll be chatting during the course of the next week as well. Wait a minute. Are you with us next week Friday, or are you away?
I'm in Miami. I will be, well, next Friday I'll be winging my way home from Miami, but we can try and see, you know, time differences and my, you know, complete lack of sleep and insomnia pending if we can.
Right. There'll be no rambling on the show, Roline. No rambling at all. Anyway, I mean, any more than we normally do, you and I. All right. But either way, it is 8 o'clock. You have a Shabbat Shalom. So are you traveling next week?
Yes, I leave Sunday morning and back on Friday.
Well, you just travel safe, be successful, and make us proud. Tell them to listen in to you on the afternoon show on Chai FM and to us on a Friday morning. Have a Shabbat Shalom. It's just gone.
Shabbat Shalom.
8:01.